Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
I'm so excited to talk about the Kraken right now. Oh my god.
Wait, are you excited?
On Monday morning, we were doing the Brett Davern
it's
show.
It's not Monday morning.
No, I know, on Monday morning. Listen, I know we're not supposed to talk about our other shows, and I know I'm not even a host on this show, but I am so excited to talk about the Kraken that on the Brett Davern show, we did release the show for the first 10 minutes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I was wrong volume. Wait, we did what for the first
we
what?
We did release the show for the first 10 minutes.
No, it's too early.
It's too early.
No, see, this is why you're not on the show. That's it. Muted microphone. Get out of here. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man. Why did something? Why are you so excited? Did something happen?
Yeah, what's up? Any news with the team or anything?
Yes.
Hey, you guys, here's the thing. The link, the missing link is missing on this episode. So producer Katie was like, oh, can I have my mic? Can I talk some hockey? Of course you can talk some hockey, probably on a different podcast, though, because that's not what we do here.
We did. We talked hockey on the Brett Davern show for the first, like, 20 minutes.
Well, that's true. Let's not talk a lot of hockey here, but we will talk about
the
Kraken.
Let's plug our other shows. We'd love to do that.
We should actually, that's how we should pitch the show from now on. We don't talk hockey. We talk Kraken. I don't know if that makes any sense, but it might sound good in a meeting.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's a good one.
It's not bad. It's like
you do that thing where you just say it and then stop.
Yeah, like a Don Draper. Yep.
Walk out.
Yeah. Like
say
Don Draper without all the toxicity.
When you make the right choice, give me a ring.
Right. We don't talk hockey. We talk Kraken.
Like, I got to tell you, you know, the fact that the link went missing again doesn't surprise me, but his ass better be on a plane, like snuck on the team plane out to Dallas. Yeah. That's the only place I will accept, given that we made it to the second round.
Well, you never know, man. The access he's been getting lately, he might be in the cargo hold. You never know. Yeah, he couldn't make it for this episode. So producer Katie was like, give me a mic. I'm going to rock this thing. And, you know, as being someone who is an Avs fan, was. Does everybody remember last season when we all talked about our hockey fandom that producer Katie is originally an Avs fan?
It's true.
So.
It's true. And you know what? That's why I'm so. Can hit that song because I really want to talk about that. I want to talk about the series. I want to talk about hockey.
I just want everyone to know, though, going in, there's a traitor in our midst already.
Yeah.
So when it comes to the Kraken, anything she says in her Kraken fandom, like, let's just hope she doesn't move to Kalamazoo someday and they end up getting an NHL team because she might drop the Kraken like a bad habit.
Do I currently live in Seattle?
Well, I don't know where you live. We don't tell people
because you're too famous. Undisclosed locations.
Yeah, that's right.
Chris, there's evidence.
Chris,
there's a picture of this fandom, of this Avs fandom circulating somewhere.
It's true. Chris, it's true. Okay. I used to be an Avs fan.
Right now, I mean, the Kraken are so hot, right, Chris, baby? They're so hot, baby. And people are craving Kraken content, Katie. But here's the thing. Are they craving Kraken stuff with Avs, former Avs fans on it? I don't want to piss anybody off out there because it's all Kraken all the time right now.
Yeah.
Should we, as Seattle's Best Kraken Podcast, have a former Avs fan on our celebratory show? I don't know, Chris. What do you think?
I mean, we had to get rid of that other guy, that Caps fan, you know what I'm saying? shout out to Kevin Cab. But I don't know. I just think we'll have to figure that out after we release the show.
Oh, I was not ready.
I know, because I never say it.
I guess that means you made the cut because he didn't kick you off before the theme song. Yeah. So.
What's cracking? We cracking. We dipping. We diving. We sliding. We slapping. Hockey in Seattle, boy. We all about the action. Release the show. Release the show.
Welcome in to Release the Show. The real question for producer Katie is, in the alternate reality in which, for some reason, the puck found its way into the other net a few times, what would she be saying as a former Avs fan?
Would she still be this excited?
See, here's the thing. You just nailed it on the head. As a former Avs fan.
I know, but would you, like, if it had not, I'm just saying if, would there be a piece of a 9-year-old Katie that would be like, well, the Kraken had to go home, but at least my Avs are moving on? Or because the Kraken annihilated the Avalanche, are you fully team Kraken?
Yeah, I'm fully team Kraken.
Well, now, because so bandwagon, you guys heard it, bandwagon.
Listen to me. When we went into this series,
I'm the worst.
First of all, I don't deserve this much heat. Thank you very much.
A lot of heat.
Katie deserves a raise, all right?
She's been gone for a month.
Thank you.
Welcome back. First, we need advertisers for you to get a raise.
All right. So listen, here's the thing. I'm going to be perfectly real with you because this is a safe space no matter how much heat I'm getting across the table.
That's true. That is true.
So,
but you're dealing with the heat in an amazing way, kind of like Groovy dealt with his heat. I mean, you know what I mean? Like just blocking all of these hits, all these shots coming in from Brett.
Well, she's used to the smoke every morning on that other show.
We can't plug
That's
our
fair.
Other shows.
That's
yeah,
fair.
We don't talk about our other shows. So listen,
you don't have to defend anything, by the way.
I'm just talking about my experience.
Good. All right.
We clinched, right? We clinched the playoffs round.
Sure did.
And I was like, woohoo! And then they announced that it was going to be the Colorado Avalanche. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, they're the defending champs. They have a lot to lose. On the other hand, we've played well against the Avs for as long as the Kraken have been around.
She said we.
The Kraken!
No, I know. No, I know. Oh. I'm noting. Hey. No, I'm saying I'm noting that full, on our side. One, yeah. Yeah, no.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
So I went in with some hesitation. I have to be real. I went in with some hesitation. The Avs have more to lose.
But hesitation in your fandom at all, though?
You weren't trying to
do one of these split jersey things.
No. In the believe no. BLEAV. Uh-huh. Spelled our way. In the belief that we could do...
Points all over the place.
That we could do it. Okay. I was like, this is going to be an uphill battle.
Yeah,
that's
but
all I was thinking.
I'm not talking about your belief in the team or not. I'm just talking about strictly fandom here.
Well, I'm the Kraken fan.
There was never a moment... But hold on. I'm just saying... Katie, I have been rooting for my sports teams since my childhood, and you lived in Colorado in your childhood, and the Avs won a championship. Two. Are these all facts?
Yes, two. No, actually, not all of what you said was facts, because they won two.
Okay, they won two.
And it was fun to watch, and it was cool to be a kid in that time.
So when it was announced that the Kraken would be taking on your Avalanche...
How dare you?
There was no part of you that was split in any way.
No.
Even though the Kraken have only been around for two seasons.
No. The Kraken are my team.
All right, fine. Good.
No.
Good. Then good. Then
he
good on
like he
you.
He sounds like he doesn't believe me, Chris.
I didn't mean to. Hold on. Take it back. Wait. Ready? There was no part of you that was split in any way.
No.
That's awesome.
All right.
Good.
There you go. See? I mean, I have to say, though, you were across the country. Hours away.
I was.
And you were saying, I need updates. Give me Kraken updates.
Well,
I'm being
Boston.
A movie star, but I need my Kraken updates. She was demanding that.
I watched a lot of hockey because Boston was real excited about hockey. You know what I mean?
For a
I watched
minute.
A lot of I watched a lot of hockey while I was gone, and every time, I mean, there's, you can ask Rafael De La Fuente, my co-star.
Oh wow. Ooh,
We're in the middle of shooting a scene. I see that there's a game on a TV that's like two rooms away, and it's the Bruins game. So I'm like, oh, what's going on with the Bruins? Okay, fine. So I'm like moderately interested. I look up, the next time I look at that TV, there's a giant S in the middle of the ice. And I say, hey, Parker, what game is that? He goes, it's a Kraken game. I said, is it live? He said, yeah. And I said, what's the score? And he goes, the Bruins lost. And I go, I don't care about the Bruins. I want to know what happened in the Kraken game.
Wait, you didn't recognize the logo?
Well, no, he just assumed, because I was in Boston, he assumed that I was checking on the Bruins score.
What kind of fan doesn't recognize the logo? If you saw the logo on the ice, you
anyway, for the
she
rest of the night.
She would have recognized the Avs logo.
Parker. Yeah, I mean, what? For the rest of the night, Parker gave me updates anytime anything happened.
Oh, good for Parker. 2 scenes
later, he's like, the Avs scored, but they took it away. Kraken her up.
All right.
And every single person on that set, by the time I left, was also a Kraken fan.
Well, that's because the Bruins are out.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, they had to go somewhere.
And by the way, before we get into our mighty Kraken, just a word to our friends across I-90 eastward in Boston. Because, you know, if you jump on it going east, you end up in Boston. Which means if they jump on it going west.
All the way over.
Yeah. Oh, all the way. Which means if they jump on it going west, they can come watch some more hockey. another word to them. Boo-hoo, Boston. Get out of here. Nobody cares. Quit crying. We are Mariners fans. We had the 2001 Mariners, 116 wins, tied the record, most regular season wins of all time.
What a season.
Ichiro, Mike Cameron, Brett Boone. What a squad. Freddie Garcia, Kazuhiro Sasaki.
What happened?
They lost in the first round to the Yankees. And so we've all been through it here on the west side of I-90. It's your turn to go through it on the east side of I-90. And nobody feels bad for you.
Yeah.
Especially not Kraken fans. Because the Kraken, baby!
Yay!
Are moving on to the second round against the Dallas Stars.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, I think I speak for all of us when I say we couldn't be happier around here, right? Chris, where were you? What were you doing? Because we all watched one playoff game together and it did not go very well. So we all decided not to watch game 7 together. So
I was making sure to stay far away from you. That was my one goal.
So where were you? What were you doing? And how'd you feel, bud?
I was at home. I was at home in the comforts of my own home, sitting on the couch. I had, my Kraken gear head to toe. And I don't want to, advertise for anybody.
Were you superstitious?
When I don't get dressed up and wear the gear, it hasn't gone well. Just throughout the season, when I'm just sort of casually watching and wearing whatever I had on that day, it hasn't gone well. But when I get head to toe, it goes better.
Mm-hmm. Chris has to go head to toe.
Yeah, fully head to toe.
You got to go head to toe, bro.
Yeah,
bro.
What were you rocking? Were you rocking the Hoctopus logo? What were you rocking?
I had the first thing I ever bought the Kraken.
Nice,
which was their initial early release hoodie that says "Release the Kraken." I had my Fear the Deep hat on.
Yes.
Backwards.
Yes.
And then I had, I just had my blue jeans to match the blue of the Kraken on the show. I don't have any Kraken pants.
Oh, come on. You were at home. You could have just gone pantsless. Made it a party.
Let my own little squid legs out. That's probably what I should have done better. Yeah. But anyway, I had a high noon in my hand, because I'm trying to, shed some pounds and stuff. and it was amazing. I mean, I just watched it from start to finish, was on edge, nail biting as people say, but it was amazing. I was able to scream as loud as I wanted when that buzzer rang, man. What a flurry to the finish.
A
flurry.
Yeah.
Where the heck were you?
I was at home. Producer Katie, you had gotten back in town. So producer Katie did come over. I figured that was safe because I hadn't been together for the other games.
Yep.
Also, some family friends of ours locally who are Avs fans came over. Now, I know risky. I know that's risky.
Wow. Yeah.
I know that. And I knew it during the day. So they're like playing a little league. And so they're like other little league families and stuff. And so we were all at the park hanging out before all of the game and everything. And I was like, oh, you know, I knew they're Avs fans. So I said, oh, where are you watching game seven? They go, I don't know. No plans. Where? What are you doing? I go, I'll be watching. I go, you want to roll past the crib? Like, watch it together? You're more than welcome, you know? And they're like, oh, okay. So it was unclear whether they were going to or not. Mm. But then they showed up, too. And it was fun because all of our kids and stuff, they're starting to be sports fans and everything. They're hitting that age that Katie was when she was rooting for the Avs. And so
friendly
I was like,
reminder.
Yeah, friendly reminder. So of course I was like, oh, well, like I was telling my kids and stuff. I was like, you guys can stay up late. Let's just watch it. It's game seven, the two greatest words in sports. Let's go. And so we had some people over, not Chris, because it didn't go well.
No,
last not time. Safe.
Yeah. But, no. But then also before that family got there, I looked at my two kids, the boy and the girl, and I was like, hey, go throw your Kraken gear on. And they did.
The boy, I saw the boys. I didn't see the girl had Kraken gear on.
She had a hat that she was rocking. Then she threw it off because she was like, I don't like hats. But yeah.
What about you? Well, let me ask you this. Did you have Kraken gear on? And then second question, did your friends come in Avs gear? Were they geared out when they showed up?
I went no Kraken gear because when I go Kraken gear, it doesn't go well. So I decided to go well-worn, almost threadbare Seahawks Super Bowl champs t-shirt.
Oh.
Yeah. The one that you order from Sports Illustrated right after they win.
The first, okay, when they won. Okay.
The commercial plays instantly when the Super Bowl's over. I called the number immediately, ordered all of it to the house in that moment. Because this is a true story. I always said to myself, if one of my teams actually wins, I'm calling immediately because they put that commercial up right away, right?
Hilarious.
And I did it. They won the celebration. I literally dialed the phone. Yeah, here's my address. So that t-shirt.
Hilarious.
And it was awesome, man. I mean,
I could have figured you as one of the people that gets sucked in by those call right now and save 100% on your purchase.
What do you mean sucked in? I'm a fan, man. They sent me a DVD of the whole season. Anyway.
There are specific rules about the wardrobe that people are allowed to wear in your home.
Especially on a game day.
I have a loaf and tutu jersey that I am not allowed to wear.
Well, you wore it one time. What? It didn't go very well.
No, I know. I'm not allowed to wear it anymore.
Well, you got to wait.
Because it didn't go well.
No, there is a time when superstitions like, by the way, you guys, email us yours. We want to hear your weird stuff, especially as the playoffs go later and later here. We'll read your emails on the air. Release the show at gmail.com. What are your weird game day, especially now that the Kraken are rolling? Anyway, what were we saying? I lost my train of thought with my own email plug.
You were
saying... Can't wear Loaf's jersey.
Yeah.
Your house.
Oh, no. What I was going to say is I think there's a time, though, where it would be okay. There's a length of time or something that could happen in which... See, like, maybe you wear it out somewhere else on game day.
Yeah.
It ends up going well. Yeah. Then you can kind of bring it back into the fold. But it's just not right away.
No, I feel you.
With that kind of stuff.
I did not. I intentionally did not wear Kraken stuff. But I wore Kraken colors-ish.
Oh, see that? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. But I ran to the closet because I just got this new super cool jacket that I wanted to show you guys. Look at this thing.
I saw you wearing that in one of your stories.
It's so cool.
Fantastic.
It's like a windbreaker, right? Like old school windbreaker.
Like 80s, but like big cuffs around the, anyway.
That's cool.
In the stadium.
Where'd you get that?
In the stadium. Yeah.
At Climate Pledge?
Yeah. At Climate Pledge.
This is like $89?
That's hot. It was too expensive.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. I want to be on a Christmas movie.
It was too expensive. Also, did you see Strawberry's Kraken Adidas shoes? They are super cool looking.
Yeah. He always looks good.
I hate that guy.
He's got good hair too and everything. Yeah. Yeah.
Those are nice shoes. I wonder what size he wears.
All right.
Speaking of cool clothing, should we give away a t-shirt?
On to that. Hold on to that for a second. Let's talk a little bit of actual hockey, okay? Chris, you got some numbers for us along with the hockey that we're talking about?
I got all of the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
All of the numbers. The biggest number, 4-3.
Hell
okay,
yeah,
if you haven't
man.
Been keeping track, 4.
Hell
games
yeah,
to
dude!
Three.
First team in NHL history to beat the defending champs in their opening playoff series. Right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep, we're good on the road. Again, we had 3 road wins in their house, which is amazing. We had a record, cracking record, 15 different players score in this series. So that continues our trend this year of just having scores from every line and everywhere, defense, offense, et cetera. But Grubby played lights out, right? And so he had 231 shots faced.
Wow.
The most out of any goalie in the NHL playoffs. So, I mean, that's a testament to him. Because I think he had like a .926 save percentage or something like that, which is amazing. 231 shots, most of any goalie. Or is that saying something about our defense as well? I don't know.
Well, both. I would say.
Discuss that later. But
And also maybe not. I mean, the whole team, they were all blocking shots. They were all finishing checks, right? They were all poke checking it at the last minute. they really were. The whole team really. It felt like every time Colorado, because they had it in our end a lot, man. You know, they were doing that like circling thing and keeping it down there and then just waiting for the perfect shot, but they wouldn't get it in all that often. And it was just, it was like almost like a Seahawks thing, like a bend but don't break, defend every blade of grass, you know, like how the Seahawks will give up the yardage all the way down the field, but then they really, you know, bear down when the time comes down there close to the goal. And same thing for this Kraken team, I think. And wow, just what a series.
That's the way it felt. I mean, another number that people may have followed is that we scored first in every single game.
Yep.
All 7, we scored first. And a few of them twice. It was 2-0 multiple times. And then we start to bend a little bit and we let them back in.
Yeah.
But we didn't break enough times to qualify and go on, which is awesome. And part of the reason that I last number for everybody is that, God, we just did so much better on the penalty kill. We were just not that great during the regular season, but against the Avs, we were, I think, like 88.9%, which I think is second to only the Hurricanes here in the playoffs so far. And the Avs converted just 11.1%, 2-for-18.
Yeah.
2-for-18 on their power play, which they were normally good at during the season. So that switch right there, I think, played a big role, obviously.
That to me just says it's the playoffs, baby. Right? Yeah. It just says that everyone's up in it for the playoffs. They're not laying back anymore. Sometimes during the regular season, especially, I would get so frustrated watching games when you'd see the team doing that thing that I'm still a novice hockey guy. I can only describe as that circling up thing where we're kind of laying back and waiting for them to shoot. And in this series, even though we did have to do that sometimes, in the penalty kill, like you're talking about, I don't feel like that is what we were doing. We were being aggressive during that time. And especially at the end of game 7, what I noticed is, I mean, how many times have we seen other teams pull the goalie, they get that extra guy, and then we sort of lay back and they end up getting it in, right? At the end of game 7, when they pulled, Gorbachev. Oh, yeah. What's the guy's name? Georgiev. He goes off, but we were like, no, we're gonna go to the puck, and we're gonna try to just keep basically just harassing them until the clock runs out. And I know they can't do it every time because of the energy that it takes, but man, that works, right? Like, when you're not just laying back playing a prevent defense and you see the defense getting aggressive, and we're Seattle fans, we love defense. That was exciting, dude. And just ending it like on defense like that is such a Seattle way to end it also.
They were throwing their bodies around. And like you said, they were taking it to them versus waiting back. They were disrupting.
Yeah.
They became major disruptors, and then the season was on the line. So it was great to see, but yeah. I hate it, and especially in other sports, but like you mentioned, like football, when you're like ahead and then you just go into this prevent D the other team scores like 20 points and it's tied and you go to overtime or you lose. And you're like, well, why didn't you keep doing what you were doing?
Yeah.
Why don't you keep taking it to them?
Yeah. Yeah. Be aggressive. Yeah. Be aggressive.
It was really fun to see. And actually, I lied. I have one more number just because you mentioned defense. Mm-hmm. Adam Larson, I'm going to give him a shout out because he played more minutes than any skater so far in the postseason. 178 and 36 seconds. 170 minutes, 36 seconds in seven games, the most of any skater so far in the postseason. Adam Larson coming up big for us on D.
Wow. Producer Katie, want to give away some merch?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. So
we ran a contest on social media. You guys emailed in to enter to get one of our shirts, the Yeet the Fish shirt, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we had a bunch of people enter. Did you pull out a winner?
Yep, right here. Okay, random number generator between 1 and 41. Brett, you're looking over my shoulder. You can see this right now. Number 28.
4,041.
Yeah. So I'm gonna come on. Right now.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Really?
What are we doing here?
Caitlin S. is the Yeet the Fish t-shirt winner. Hey, what's up, Caitlin?
All right.
I'm gonna email Caitlin. You right now.
Congratulations, Caitlin S. Hey, next time before we cut to the game show part, yeah, let's talk about it. We'll add a little more excitement,
a little flair,
and be ready to go with it, and make it, you know, yeah.
Oh, that was supposed to be exciting?
Yay! Caitlin S., you get this Yeet the Fish t-shirt. Look out for more contests coming up on social media as we roll through the playoffs, everybody. All you got to do is email us to enter, and we will send out prizes once you get those. Chris and Katie, weigh in on this too. Grubauer, I think you guys could disagree if you want to, but for me, in terms of just MVP of the series, I think you got to go Grubauer. I don't know how you couldn't. But if him aside, since he's the only one really doing what he's doing, let's talk to skaters. Who do you think is the MVP of this series for the Kraken, having watched everything? Because it was a team effort, but come on, we got to pick one, don't we?
Bjork. I mean, for me, and I mentioned him before, I'm not gonna waver at all. It's Yanni, man. It's Yanni.
All right,
it's Mr. Gourde. Like,
state your case.
He assisted on both goals for Bjorkstrand here in Game 7, but from start to finish, it's just been the leader out there. I mean, he's the one that is. I mean, he's got the experience, so I'm glad that you know, it's hopefully rubbing off on some of our younger players. But you just can see it. You can see it when you watch the games. He's the one that is skating the hardest, forechecking the most, digging pucks out, like leaving it all out there and not being timid or scared of like the other team and the moment and whatnot. Like, he is literally leading by example and keeping that energy up and the intensity level. So I got to give it to him if it's not Groovy. I mean, I think it's Groovy. You're right. It's
right.
Groovy.
Yeah.
Katie? But aside from Groovy, Gord's my guy.
All right, Katie.
I like Bjorkstrand.
Why?
I feel like he's made a lot of really big plays. He's checking everybody. He's making sure he's taking care of his team.
He's checking everybody.
He's checking everybody. He's, you checking know, he's everybody just, he's out. On it. Yeah. You know?
Like checking him out, or?
I'm checking him out.
Checking
him out. Whoa.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right. Okay.
Well, I will say I'm glad he broke out. I mean, I'm glad he broke out here. We need his scoring. So.
We do. I think
do
he
spell,
really showed
how
up
do you
at the end.
Spell Bjork
there?
Like the singer.
B-J-O-R-K?
Really?
Is that not it?
Yeah. Yeah. Right? B-J-O-R-K?
Oh. Songs don't have...
B-J-O with an umlaut. O-R-K.
Oh, yeah. The double dot thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's that called?
Umlaut.
You said like
umlaut?
That's
what I said. Umlaut. I love this song. I love this song.
Every time we talk about Bjorkstrand, I don't know. So we should just make it his theme song. Yeah. Doesn't this... It just also kind of feels song. Like it fits Olivier Bjorkstrand a little.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? They call him Oliver on the things, but it should be Olivier. This also, it feels like he could skate to this, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it gets crazy every time he scores a goal. And so peaceful. Until I shoot a slap shot. You fall in love. Light the lamp. Yeah, it's Bjork, man.
little Bjork interlude.
Yeah,
I like it. He did everything he could to get that hat trick in Game 7. But
he did. He worked hard.
Oh, God, man. They asked him after the game. They said, have you ever hit that many posts? He started laughing. He's like, not really. He's like, I hope they go in next time, you know? Yeah, obviously. Man, that was, I mean, if he would have thrown the hat trick on him in game seven, that would have been pretty sweet.
Would have been fun, yeah.
Right? But he was right there the whole time. I'm going to throw a little sidewinder at you guys because you've sort of covered it. I'm gonna go Cartier.
Ooh, fancy.
How about the new kid on the squad named after the bling? Comes in for McCann, fills in beautifully with a goal, by the way, right? Yep. And then he's just a pest out there. He was everywhere, flying all over the ice. Young kid, nothing to lose. The commentators were losing their mind over him. I was watching mostly the national broadcast because I like sort of the unbiased, yeah, right, perspective. Anyway, for real, though, I'm not saying for real, though, because I think, you know, obviously you guys, like I said, you got it covered, right? But why not? Kid was on fire. They got to keep him on the squad for round two, don't they? They got to find a home for him a little bit. He was, dare I say, I'm not going to call for anyone to sit down. I like Cartier. I want to see more of him. I want to see him on the ice, and I feel like he was a little bit of a spark plug. Maybe McCann going down gets the guys energized anyway, win one for the McCanner. But anyway, that's who I'm going to go with.
Yeah, I would feel more strongly about your choice had you done another interlude, maybe this time with New Kids on the Block or something like that for the new kid on the squad.
Oh, that's
but since you failed at that,
I like that.
Yeah. Wow.
Can't get totally behind it. But no, I think we should honestly, start I love that meetings. Choice. I love that choice just because he had huge skates to fill.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in for our leading point scorer and goal scorer and scoring a goal in your very first NHL game action
which
in the playoffs.
Which is a playoff game,
And then, like you said, he was a pest otherwise and played his heart out. I mean, like, how can you not like the kid? Like,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love him. Katie, should we be doing, do we get any good rants coming in? I said on the last episode that we'd read some. You got some in the
envelope? Yeah.
Okay.
To you, girl. Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Okay. This could be his theme song.
Yeah, that's a good
better
theme
late
song.
Than never. I'll take it. I love it.
Man, I forgot the intro to this is a little
dancey.
Let's drop
extended.
The beat though. You know.
Yeah. Everybody's filling in. It matches my jacket.
It does. It does perfectly. Yeah, man. My buddy who came over and their family that are the Avs fans, they were kind of salty about the whole Grubauer thing. Even during game seven, he's just like, my buddy was just like, I know it's going to go your way. He's like, Grubauer's on a revenge mission and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, yep.
Yeah. That's why we played against them so well in the regular season as well. He's always had this revenge thing and like, wow.
Yeah. Also, the whole city of Seattle is just taking out its revenge on Denver all year long. And also, pretty much because of, well, it all started back when Chris and I were kids with the Sonics and the Nuggets. Sonics number one seed, Nuggets 8 seed, Rex Chapman from the corner with like, what, 1-point-something seconds left to turn around 3. Sends it to overtime. We end up losing. You got Mutombo. Ever since that moment. I mean, well, actually going back before that to Elway, because, you know, Elway was supposed to be a Seahawk. Then he wasn't. Then he's a Denver Bronco. Then they were in the AFC West. We hated him from the Bronco Buster day. It's always been a Denver-Seattle thing, man. So to beat them was the sweetest thing of all, actually, too.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you got on ChatGPT?
All right, so there's a guy who says, as a Seattle Kraken fan.
I'm just kidding. What do you got on the rant line?
As a Seattle Kraken fan, I just want to extend a huge congratulations.
Do you think people are using ChatGPT to email us?
To the German gentleman on his recent accomplishments.
Yep. Nice.
I mean, who knew that someone from Germany could be such a hockey wizard?
Who knew?
We're used to hearing about their skills on the soccer field, but this guy has taken the ice by storm.
Wow.
Maybe he can even teach some of the other players a thing or two about scoring goals. Heck, We might even have to recruit him for our team. What?
What?
But seriously, I'm sorry, what? Well done, German gentlemen. You've made your country proud, and you've given us Seattle Kraken fans a new appreciation for the power of German hockey. Keep up the good work.
You know what's funny? You know what makes me laugh is you guys, I mean, you guys should see the rants we don't read. I'm pretty sure you guys are ranting after a few too many Fremonts. Or whatever they're sipping on or whatever they're
a brand new
with.
Fan. You hear German gentlemen.
That's awesome.
It's your first time watching the game and you're
cracking
like
rum.
Well,
cracking rum.
Yeah. Also, I think whoever that fan is forgot that Grubby stops goals instead of scoring them. But hey, whatever. That's why the rant line is for you guys. You can say whatever you want.
We got another one here. It says, okay. Yeah, much respect for the Kraken. They outplayed us 5 games. This is an Avalanche fan. Mm-hmm. They outplayed us 5 games. No excuses. We didn't play very well. So I hate fucking Dallas. So I'm going with Kraken to get the cup. Let's go, Kraken. And by the way, I don't have a t-shirt.
Hey, family show, first of all. So you're supposed to tell me.
Oh, sorry.
And then second of all, I like that we got Avs fans hitting us up on the rant line.
Yep.
Nice. Yep. releasetherants@gmail.com. Cool. It's all good for whatever your fandom is.
There's a follow-up to this one. It says, I forgot to tell you, congrats. You guys just took out the champs. P.S. Whoa. If you send me a shirt, extra large, I will wear it when they play. Although it didn't work for the Avs. LOL.
Wait a second. Hold on. Stop the presses. Wait a second. Mm-hmm. Are there any Avalanche fans who are going to ride with them till the end? Or are all Avalanche fans, much like a real Avalanche, just barreling down a hill away from whence they came the entire time?
No, I think that this
into
person
Kraken
is
fandom.
I mean, what the hell? Like,
I think this person is saying like their team is out,
so I might as well become a Kraken fan, which is, by the way, something I would never do as a Kraken fan. Yeah. And we're now hearing from 2 Avs fans that have switched from...
You are quite the principled man, and wow. I believe that you would never wear another team's jersey. I believe that.
No, I believe never. That. Never.
Or logo or insignia.
I mean, we got Kevin from Denver too, right?
True. Yeah, Kevin from Denver.
He switched.
He's kind of split
3.
Down the middle type guy. I mean, I think he, for the most part, roots the Kraken, but enjoys the Avs on occasion.
I think it's time for Kevin from Denver to pick a damn side.
He has. Yeah. He's a Kraken fan.
I think he would say he's a Kraken fan.
Kind of wishy-washy on it from time to time. I don't know.
Kevin, I need you to sound off.
Doesn't he only send us an email that's kind of like, well, but I mean, I kind of... Nah, pick one, bro. Pick one.
I think he will let you know and let you know.
Oh, I know he'll
let
you know. You don't have to tell me. I know he will.
I got one more. It says the second round of playoffs is going to be just as thrilling as the first, and the Kraken need all the support they can get to keep their postseason run going. So Seattle fans, you better be ready to cheer them on to victory in Climate Pledge Arena.
Oh, they will be. That place will be rocking. It's been good. Everybody's been talking about how loud it's
electric.
Been, especially in the playoffs.
So fun.
Hopefully they can get some home wins in this one and keep the good away play going, and we can wrap this thing up a little faster and save some legs, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's going to be tough against Dallas, man.
Tough.
They played us tough all season. I felt better going into the Avs series, to be honest.
Interesting,
I mean, I'm feeling great just based on how we ended up the last one, but, you know, I'm just saying. What else you got before we get out of here?
Bet online. Can I get more freaking points? Wow. You guys, betonline.ag is your number one source for all your basketball info, stats, news, stories, and NHL.
Oh, yeah.
Info, news, and stories.
Katie came in here with an agenda.
Somebody had to have a production meeting ahead of time. I just only had it with myself, turns out. So, anyway, BetOnline is your sports information headquarters this season. They have everything you need, fastest and easiest way to get your betting info, including live betting options and your favorite casino and card games you can play right now from your home. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Make sure to use our promo code...
Believe.
Yeah. Spelled our way. BLEAV to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. I think I didn't say the website, though. It's betonline.ag.
By the way, though, speaking of Bet Online, I mean, if you're not getting out there and laying some money down on your Kraken, what are you doing? We had Spittin' Chicklets on here. We're talking about the wagering lines. We're talking about the odds you could have got the Kraken for pre-postseason. I mean, those odds are improving for them, but they still got to be a bit of a long shot.
Yeah.
So if you really want to put your money where your mouth is, go to betonline.ag.
Check it out.
Also, shout out to epicseats.com. If you're looking for seats to buy or sell, go to epicseats.com. Use our football podcast promo, Take 12. That's the name of our Seahawks podcast.
We don't talk about other shows.
To take $12.
Spelled our way. T-A-K-E.
12% off when you spend $100 or get an extra $12 when you're selling at epicseats.com.
Chris, I'm sad that I missed the in-person recordings. I'm sad that I missed you in my home without me.
Yeah, well, I'm sad that I missed, you know, the pre-show meeting that you did for yourself and by yourself so that you could score all of the points and shut us all down here. I feel like that's like deflating footballs.
Wait, but
pre-game.
So that she could also still be unprepared for the contest part.
Well, that's, okay, that's true.
You know, in all good performances, there's always a few things we could work on.
That's true. Caitlin S., though, big winner. Good job,
but we
will
have to do another one.
Oh, we're going to do another one. We might
now
even
that
be
we're
given...
still rolling. We're still rolling. We're still in this thing, baby. We're going to do another in person.
We might even be able to give away tickets.
Whoa.
You never know what we'll be giving away. Make sure you check out all of our contests online and enter them each time. Because as Katie said, there's only thousands who enter. So your odds of winning are better than the lottery.
That's true.
Yeah. That is very true.
I mean, out of the entire Seattle area, if you enter one of our contests, you got a good shot at it's like one in...
Thousands.
One in thousands.
Kind of like the shot people gave the Kraken against the Avs.
Yeah. And look how that turned out.
Man, I hope nobody picks the Kraken in the next round. I don't want
anyone. Can I tell you something about
the
next round, though?
Sure.
We're on our way out here, but I was scrolling on Twitter earlier today, and there was a Dallas fan who said to their fan base, hey, has anyone found a reason for us to hate the Kraken yet? They seem like nice people. And pretty much no one said they hated us or anything. They're just like, yeah, I know Kraken fans. They're really nice. I know Kraken fans. They're super nice. They seem like they're just happy to be here. So this might just be a really nice series to each other. I don't know. No cheap shots and ugliness.
Seems like they're just happy to be here. Wait a second.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're just happy to be here.
There were even Kraken fans that were saying,
like,
hey, I'm just happy to be here.
Happy to be here? I got news for you, Dallas. We're coming for the chip, baby. And we're coming through your chest. You hear me?
Whoa. I opened something here at the end. We need a whole show on this. I got that going now.
To be here. We're not just happy to be here. We won the first round. We got a taste for blood, and we're coming for more.
Wow, I'm going to respond to this tweet and just say, hey, listen to our latest show and you'll figure out who to hate.
Listen up, Dallas. Listen up, Dallas. Seattle is known for more things than a roofless limo ride. You hear me? We have architecture.
I don't even know that reference.
We got sports. About to have all four of them back, and we got the best fans who root for each and every one of them, even in the obscure ones that we got, like rugby and stuff. Best rugby fans
roofless
in the world.
Limos?
Yeah, I don't know.
Three shots from the depository. It's
Rains
about all Dallas
here.
Has lately. They used to have the Cowboys.
Ooh.
You want to talk about the Mavericks this season?
Ooh.
How about the Rangers? Oh, yuck.
Oof.
You got nothing,
How long
Dallas.
Do I let this go?
You got nothing.
I don't. We wound him up. I think he is non-stoppable.
And I fear if he doesn't get it out, it's going
to
affect other things.
It has
in his
to
life,
come out
so.
Somehow. Right?
We're coming to take over your arena. I don't know if you guys heard Game 7, but you could hear Kraken fans over Avs fans throughout
could.
The entire second
That's
and
true.
Third period. And if Dallas thinks that it's going to be any different down there in their sorry excuse for an arena. They got another thing coming because we're coming to take over. Our tentacles reach wide. We're jumping on Alaska really Air flights right now. No, sorry. We're jumping on Delta flights right now, Katie.
Let me clear the rest of my meetings here.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it on the broadcast like I did in Denver. Let's go Kraken. And Gru.
That's a fun one.
We're not just happy to be here. We're coming to take your soul, Dallas.
Wait, Chris, you have the power to end this. Just do it.
It's just so good. Just look at him go. He's still going.
Dallas, that's not even... Excuse me. Our team is actually from our city. You hear me, Dallas?
You see, you already canceled your meetings. I still have mine.
You hear me, Dallas?
You've got stuff to do, Katie.
Your team is from Minnesota. It's not even your team. They were called the Minnesota North Stars. That's why they're the Dallas Stars. They took the north part off because they came down south and became the Hee-Haw Stars. It's because of the flag. No, it's not. It's because they were from somewhere else.
You try it, Katie. You say it. See.
I don't know. You have a power. You have the power, Chris. Do it.
All right, we'll try it here. I don't know. I've never seen this. This has never happened before on this show. See ya.
And another thing.
Oh, it didn't work. See?
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.